Kieran Miller, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Erica.
So the town of Sackville is launching its fourth annual resident survey. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, so we're excited to, like you said, be launching the fourth annual resident survey. Our first year was in 2018, so we've got data from 2018, 2019, and 2020. And the survey for this year launched on March 19th, and it runs until the 31st.
Okay. And it's an online survey, is that correct?
Yep. Residents can find it through our website. There's a link right on the front page.
All right. And what kind of questions are, you know, can people expect to be asked?
Yeah. So if anyone's filled it out in previous years, it's the same question. So we're trying to keep it consistent year to year, just so we can measure the data against previous years. So it's basically asking residents about their level of satisfaction with different Town of Sackville services. So it includes garbage collection, police services, tourism, economic development, recreation programs, and those types of things.
Okay. And when will we expect to hear about the results? Will the town be sort of publishing the list of questions and what people said, or how does that come out?
Yeah, so each year we summarize the information in what we call a report card. And so that kind of details how many responses we've received, the overall satisfaction level from residents, areas that they've identified where they're happy with the services, areas where they'd like to see improvement. So that would typically get posted within a month or so of the survey closing.
Okay.
And again, that information will get posted on our website as well as our social media.
Now, I'm sure that there's a lot of sort of quantitative things like rating satisfaction and stuff in the survey. Is there also, you know, places for people to weigh in with more specific details? And how does staff sort of process those comments, if there are any?
Yeah, so there are definitely, there is, like you said, the more quantitative, you know, rate on a scale. And then we do have areas where residents can expand more. And basically, when we look at that type of information, we're pulling common themes that we can, you know, summarize in group.
Okay. And so I guess each department would sort of take the comments relevant to their department and consider
those? Exactly, yeah.
Okay. All right, so people have until the 31st.
Yeah.
And it's, I guess there's no, I mean, there would be maybe too much to ask to have it not be online for those folks who still aren't quite online. But I guess that's just the limitations of this day and age.
It is. And especially right now, just because of COVID and the circumstances we're under with that, it would be difficult to safely administer kind of a hard copy option, but it's definitely something we can think about for next year.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll stay tuned for the results, and we'll put a link on this story on CHMA's site.
That's great. And each year the number of respondents has increased. So I definitely encourage people to fill out the survey. The more people that fill it out, the better information that we get and the more improvements we can make based on that info.
Oh, right. How many respondents have you had in previous years?
So in 2018, we had 110 responses. It increased to 159 in 2019. And then last year in 2020, we had 259.
Oh, wow. That's quite an increase.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we'll wait and see how many people end up replying this year.
Yeah, we hope to keep that upward trend going.
All right, Kieran, many thanks for taking the time to tell us about it today.
Yeah, thanks very much, Erica. It was great to speak with you.
All right, Kieran, many thanks for taking the time to tell us about it today.
Yeah, thanks very much, Erica. It was great to speak with you.